For a moment, Bean was tempted to scream the truth. It's not a game. It's the real thing. This is the last battle. We've lost this war after all. But what would be gained by that? Except to panic everyone. Yet it was absurd to even contemplate pressing that button to take over control himself. Ender hadn't collapsed or failed. The battle was unwinnable. It should not even be fought. The lives of the men on those ships were not to be wasted on such a hopeless charge of the Light Brigade. I'm not General Burnside at Fredericksburg. I don't send my men off to senseless, hopeless, meaningless death. If I had a plan, I'd take control. I have no plan. So for good or ill, it's Ender's game, not mine. And there was another reason for not taking over. Bean remembered standing over the supine body of a bully who was too dangerous to ever be tamed, telling Polk, "Kill him now, kill him." I was right. And now, once again, the bully must be killed. Even though I don't know how to do it, we can't lose this war. I don't know how to win it, but I'm not God. I don't see everything. And maybe Ender doesn't see a solution either, but if anyone can find one, if anyone can make it happen, it's Ender. Maybe it isn't hopeless. Maybe there's some way to get down to the planet's surface and wipe the buggers out of the universe. Now is the time for miracles. For Ender, the others will do their best work. If I took over, they'd be so upset, so distracted, that even if I came up with a plan that had some kind of chance, it would never work because their hearts wouldn't be in it. Ender has to try. If he doesn't, we all die. Because even if they weren't going to send another fleet against us, after this they'll have to send one. Because we beat all their fleets in every battle till now. If we don't win this one with finality, destroying their capability to make war against us, then they'll be back. And this time they'll have figured out how to make Dr. Device themselves. We have only the one world. We have only the one hope. Do it, Ender. There flashed into Bean's mind the words Ender said in their first day of training as Dragon Army. Remember, the enemy's gate is down. In Dragon Army's last battle, when there was no hope, that was the strategy that Ender had used, sending Bean's squad to press their helmets against the floor around the gate and win. Too bad there was no such cheat available now. Deploying Dr. Device against the planet's surface to blow the whole thing up, that might do the trick. You just couldn't get there from here. It was time to give up. Time to get out of the game, to tell them not to send children to do grown-ups' work. It's hopeless. We're done. Remember, Bean said ironically, the enemy's gate is down. Flymolo, Hot Soup, Vlad, Dumper, Crazy Tom, they grimly laughed. They had been in Dragon Army. They remembered how those words were used before. But Ender didn't seem to get the joke. Ender didn't seem to understand that there was no way to get Dr. Device to the planet's surface. Instead, his voice came into their ears, giving them orders. He pulled them into a tight formation, cylinders within cylinders. Bean wanted to shout, "Don't do it! There are real men on those ships, and if you send them in, they'll die! A sacrifice with no hope of victory!" But he held his tongue. Because in the back of his mind, in the deepest corner of his heart, he still had hope that Ender might do what could not be done. And as long as there was such a hope, the lives of those men were, by their own choice when they set out on this expedition, expendable. Ender set them in motion, having them dodge here and there through the ever-shifting formations of the enemy swarm. "Surely the enemy sees what we're doing," thought Bean. "Surely they see how every third or fourth move takes us closer and closer to the planet. At any moment, the enemy could destroy them quickly by concentrating their forces. So why weren't they doing it?" One possibility occurred to Bean. The buggers didn't dare concentrate their forces close to Ender's tight formation, because the moment they drew their ships that close together, Ender could use Dr. Device against them. And then he thought of another explanation. Could it be that there were simply too many bugger ships? Could it be that the queen or queens had to spend all their concentration, all their mental strength just keeping 10,000 ships swarming through space without getting too close to each other? Unlike Ender, the bugger queen couldn't turn control of her ships over to subordinates. She had no subordinates. The individual buggers were like her hands and her feet. Now she had hundreds of hands and feet, or perhaps thousands of them, all wiggling at once. That's why she wasn't responding intelligently. Her forces were too numerous. That's why she wasn't making the obvious moves, setting traps, blocking Ender from taking his cylinder ever closer to the planet with every swing and dodge and shift that he made. In fact, the maneuvers the buggers were making were ludicrously wrong. For as Ender penetrated deeper and deeper into the planet's gravity well, the buggers were building up a thick wall of forces behind Ender's formation.